Yeah. About the sort of things you see around the pond. You said you used to gig frogs. What kind of frogs do you have here?
Well, I didn't used to. I still do it.
Still do it.
You got to understand, a lot of people don't do the things I do now. I mean, since I was in Vietnam, now, before I went to Vietnam, I enjoyed sports, regular sports, hunting in the daytime, fishing in the daytime, normal sports.
What about nighttime?
Now, that's why I say hunt at night and gigging at night out of a boat in a big lake or nutra hunt, stuff like this. I do this because it gives me more of a challenge to top, in other words, what I had in Vietnam. Because once you've been there, you got, it's just like, well, hunting over here is nothing to it then. I mean, it's like climbing a mountain and you don't have another higher one to climb. Frog gig in the late part of the winter. This is when your bullfrogs actually come out. And if you don't do it here then all these other guys mop the frogs up, you don't find any. But during the winter now, I'll nutra hunt. It's nutrarets. Have you ever heard of nutrarets?
Yeah, big old kind of thing.
Yeah, they get some of them big German shepherds. And if some of them, if you miss them or wound them, they'll definitely come after you too. I had year before last, I had one of my younger brothers with me. He begged me to go nutra hunting. I usually go by myself.
Yeah.
You do this at night out of the flat bottom boat out in the swamp with a headlight. And he was on the bow of my boat and I was at the back with the motor. And he was spotting him. No, I was spotting him and he was spotting and shooting. And I spotted one on the edge of the bank there so I cut my motor and he was going to roll up close to it while I get a good shot in the head. In a nutrarat, you've got to hit him in the head for purposes of killing him, also for the fur price thing.
Yeah.
So he rode up, I guess, maybe 40 yards from it, and I took a pot shot at him. I thought I hit him in the head. And that bad young son was going to come up on top of that water on them lily pads, hit him right straight in front of the boat. Now, you got to remember, my little brother was up in front of the boat. But boy, he started rising up there, and that thing got within 2-3 feet of the boat. And I got a shot on the side of the boat at him and got him. Now, he was coming after that first man in the boat.
Yeah.
And my little brother turned around. He's already back here where I was at. He said, "Oh, Lord. But them things will get you." But anyway, I hunt them at night up until January, usually after the woods is over, flooding up the woods.
Yeah.
After that, then I come down here and nutra hunt on weekend view. And then I start frog gigging. This is when the frogs start coming out. Even though it's cold, the frogs come out. And after that, then I go to fishing. After that's over, I'll start fishing. But anyway, I like frog gigging and all that now. Swamp at night, it's got a different sound. You can hear the bobcats out there and the wolves. And even in the winter, you get to see big water moccasins and what have you out there. But they don't, people think that snakes hibernate in the winter, but they don't all the time.
Yeah. Other kind of frogs that you find you guard?
Your toad frogs, rain frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little rain frogs, you'll hear them out there anytime after rain, usually.
Okay, what about the turtles? What kind of name you got right
now? In freshwater, you got your loggerhead turtle. That's the one that's got the long neck that if you hold them by the tail, they'll come up and get you. They can get you. Then you got